Today, August 11th, is the feast day of St. Clare, companion of St. Francis of Assisi and the first superior of the poor women of Assisi, who are known today as the Poor Clares. St. Clare was born in 1193 in Assisi, Italy, born into a very wealthy and noble family. She was friends with Francis of Assisi growing up, and she noticed a dramatic change in his life when he gave up everything and embraced Lady Poverty and gave himself completely to following Christ and serving Christ. Clare noticed this dramatic change in her friend, and she too was given the grace to follow Christ completely. So as a young 18-year-old, she left home to meet St. Francis and his companions in the little chapel of the Porciuncula. And in that chapel, she made her vows, she cut her beautiful hair, she put on sackcloth, but there was no convent. And so St. Francis placed her in the Benedictine convent. Well, her family heard about this, how she had given up her inheritance, she had given up all worldly possessions and embraced Lady Poverty. And they all came, they stormed the convent, and St. Clare had to go out to convince them that this was the will of God. Eventually, they were able to accept this. In fact, even Clare's sister Agnes would join. She was only 15. Eventually, her mother would join, and other very wealthy women of Assisi would give up all their possessions and join this young group of women. Well, St. Francis placed Clare as the head of this group. She became the superior of the group, but she was more noted for her service of doing the hardest work within the community. They lived strict poverty. They wore no shoes. They ate no meat. They only ate food that was donated to them. They slept on the ground, spent most of the day in prayer and silence and doing penance, praying for the needs of Holy Mother Church. Clare herself would sometimes wear a hair shirt underneath her habit. That was a penitential garment that she would use to offer that up as penance for the sins of the world. So they were a very strict order of prayer and fasting. And she remained the superior governing the order for 40 years until her death at the age of 60. In the last 27 years of her life, she was sick most of the time, but she offered up her illness for the community and for the needs of the church. On two different occasions, the Saracens tried to invade Assisi. St. Clare had the nuns go to the chapel and pray before the Blessed Sacrament. On one occasion, you can read some of the Eucharistic miracles that are on display down the hall. You can read some of those. On one occasion, St. Clare literally took the monstrance and opened the window as the Saracen armies were approaching and held up Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And it said that the Saracens turned and fled in a different direction. So the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament saved the city on more than one occasion because of the Blessed Sacrament. I think there's a good lesson for that. When we spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, it drives away demons. It drives away evil from our life. Bishop Sheen said that. It's a radiation treatment for the cancer of sin. When we spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, it drives away the Saracens from our life. It drives away the approaching evil as we spend time before the Blessed Sacrament. And St. Clare died in the year 1253. She was canonized just 2 years after her death. And we're very blessed in our diocese to have the Poor Clares in Alexandria. You should go down and visit them, perhaps on a Sunday afternoon, attend their benediction and pray with them, listen to them praying behind the cloister. We're very blessed. One of the first things that Bishop Welsh did when he came to the diocese was to invite the Poor Clares to be the heart and soul of the Diocese of Arlington. St. Clare is buried in Assisi in a chapel. You can go visit her remains, her tomb, which is in the San Damiano chapel not far from where St. Francis is buried. On Claire's deathbed, she said to her soul, "Go in peace. You have followed the good way. Go in confidence because your Creator has sanctified you, has cared for you constantly, and has loved you with all the tenderness of a mother for her child. O God, blessed be you who have created me." I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Clare. I encourage you to venerate it in the back of church after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Clare of Assisi, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.